morning, Harmony Toluca Lake. Woohoo! It's rainy and overcast, but y'all look beautiful this morning, like a ray of sunshine. Stand as you are able and join us in this first song.
This is what. This is what we know. Mountain high, valley low, everywhere we go. All rest in your hands, all rest in your hands, all rest in your hands. All rest in your hands, all rest in your hands.
I lose, I will follow you. Yeah.
when you move, I'll move. I will follow you. Come you love, I love. How you serve, I'll serve. If this life I lose, I will follow you. Where you go, I'll go. This game I'll stay. Come you love, I love. How you serve, I'll serve. If this life I lose, I will follow you.
This next song has a very specific request, and I want you to open up your heart at this moment to what this song is asking and see if it aligns with what you want to ask the Spirit.
Fullness of eternal promise, stirring in your sons and revealing heaven's promise. Spirit come, Spirit come. What you spoke is now unfolding, and all your children shall be. Awaken in this moment. Spirit come, Spirit come. Pour it out, let your love run over. Here and now, let your glory fill this house. Pour it out, let your love.
Now the world awaits your presence,
and this power is within us.
We will rise to be your witness.
Spirit.
King is soon returning. As we hold to this assurance, Spirit come, Spirit come, Spirit come, Spirit come. Here I am, all my intentions, all my obsessions, I wanna lay them all down in your hands. Only your love is vital, though I'm not entitled. Call me your child. God, you don't need me. Somehow you want me. Oh, how you love me. Somehow that frees me to take my hands off of my life and the way it should go. God, you don't need me. But somehow you want me. Oh, how you love me. Somehow that frees shattered and broken, the things I have hoped in fall through my hands. You have plans to redeem and restore me. You're behind and before me. This world has lost its grip on me. God, you don't need me, but somehow you want me. Oh, how you love me. Somehow that frees me to take my hands off of my life and the way it should go. Somehow that frees me to talk of the love of my life and the way it should go.
God is leading. God is leading. I was saying that like a mantra. God is leading. And I'd like all of us to say those words together. God is leading. God is leading. It's an excellent reminder for us. Of course, you might wonder, well, where are we being led? And that's a good question, and that's something that I'm going to address in today's same-titled sermon. I want to thank Rev. Dave Bungie for filling in for me last Sunday. Thank you again, with an excellent message, and in which he shared insightful information about United Methodist's Book of Discipline. And contained within its pages for the life of the church is this untenable position regarding the full inclusion of the LGBTQIA community, where the book in this matter has it wrong, absolutely wrong, where people should be and must be and are definitely more important than rules, where there must be no partiality, no restriction when it comes to Jesus, because he cares for all, he affirms all, period. No questions, so people put that in your book. Now, I'd be burying the lead if I weren't to discuss what occurred while I was away in St. Louis at the UMC General Conference as we dealt with the vitally important issue of human sexuality for the denomination. And as I stated in my e-news letter to you this week, it is unfortunate where the denominational politics raised its ugly head to painfully fracture Christ's body. Where discrimination and exclusion for those expressing their love for one another, specifically aimed at the LGBTQIA plus siblings, caused further damage to already broken hearts. Where unjust church laws grounded in exclusion and fear became more important to some rather than the amazing grace, mercy, love, compassion, and hope that we have in Christ Jesus. Sadly. I have plenty to say on this, but I'm going to limit my thoughts this morning in today's message. It is a message of hope amidst flowing tears. It is a message of new birth where there are ashes, a message of resurrection after death, a message where God is leading us. The church, and this wonderful community here at Harmony Toluca Lake. In this sermon, I want to take you on a journey. Now, first, it's regarding something that's very personal, something extremely significant in my life. And then I'm going to follow that up with our scripture focus, part of today's journey, and then comes the third part, where God is leading us. So today, as you know, is March 3rd, 2019, and it is on this day, 32 years ago, older than some of you in the room, in 1987, it is on this day that I became an official member of Hollywood United Methodist Church. I became part of the HUMC family. This was a memorable and distinctive moment in my life where my mentor stood alongside me, being the well-respected and esteemed Leon Hawkins, the first African-American member of HUMC who had joined the church in 1950 along with his wife, Susie. And Leon became a very, very dear friend of mine. When I moved to L.A. in the fall of 1986 on the start of a new life journey, I made a promise to God to reconnect with the church. And I wanted to make this as part of my new part of a faith journey. And so came this fateful day that, and I would actually call it a God moment, a nudge, that I walked through the doors of this Gothic Cathedral of Hope at the corner of Highland and Franklin. Now, I will admit that if someone prior had told me that this church would become my spiritual home in L.A., I would have said, no way, no way. Because one, I was one of the, if not the, youngest person in the room. And two, those in attendance, get this, those in attendance numbered maybe 80 people in a sanctuary that could seat over 800 at that time. However, there was something special about this place, about these particular people. God was leading me to something new in my life, something that would be a life changer, and eventually, certainly not in my plans, a career changer. From church attendee to member to being active in the life of the church to eventually being hired as the business administrator and to, well, here I am now. God was leading, and God is leading. A church that was an influencer, a true influencer, if you do your research in history on this, back in the 1940s, the 1950s, and the 60s. But then in the then there was this period of nothing happening, but then it regained in the 1990s and onward to regaining its balance and vision to answer the divine creator's call to love all. The Holy Spirit led Hollywood UMC to become the 50th reconciling congregation, welcoming and affirming all. God led Hollywood UMC to be front and center during the AIDS epidemic, in which one day I'll share more stories with you. These are amazing, amazing stories. By placing the AIDS ribbons on the church tower, sent a signal of hope and love to the LGBTQ community. But just so you know, this act of justice and mercy also had others, Christians no less. They were sending hateful messages to us about the eternal hell and damnation that was about to come our way. The all-knowing and all-powerful led a small yet passionate group and faith community to what it is today. And I was part of that transformative faith journey beginning on March 3rd, 1987. And I am on this part of the transformative faith journey, ever expectant, along with you, for God is leading. Thanks be to God. Amen. For at no point when I initially joined Hollywood UMC did any of us, leaders, those gathered, think that a new church, a new plant, a new ministry would ever be in our future. Not even a blip on the radar. Not even on the thoughts of a realm of possibilities. Too small, not financially stable, insufficient bandwidth, and yet look at what the Holy One did. Yes, indeed, the Eternal Father Mother has a keen sense of humor and is full of wonderful surprises. The maker of us all has vision and wisdom and understanding well beyond ours. And all we have to do is keep awake with our hearts and minds open to say yes and to follow. Follow Jesus. The journey isn't one that is promised to be only full of beautiful roses. We well know that, right? The path isn't just straightforward and without its curves, but when we drop down our personal defenses, when we allow the Holy Spirit to swirl in our lives, remarkable things happen, and they do happen. For you see that here today. You're witnesses, and you're part of that. Harmony Toluca Lake, where God is leading, amen? Yes, and now on to part two of this morning's message. Scripture focuses on another transformative moment, the transfiguration of Jesus, where God is leading. I'll invite our beloved Rev. Sharon Rhodes Wickett to come forward and read today's passage from the Gospel according to Luke chapter 9, verses 28 through 36. The translation comes from the Common English Bible, and again, Luke 9, 28 through 36.
About 8 days after Jesus said these things, he took Peter, John, and James and went up on a mountain to pray. As he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes flashed white like lightning. Two men, Moses and Elijah, were talking with him. They were clothed with heavenly splendor, and spoke about Jesus' departure, which he would achieve in Jerusalem. Peter and those with him were almost overcome by sleep, but they managed to stay awake and saw his glory, as well as the two men with him. As the two men were about to leave Jesus, Peter said to him, "Master, it is good that we're here. We should construct three shrines, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But he did not know what he was saying. Peter was still speaking when a cloud overshadowed them. As they entered the cloud, they were overcome with awe. Then a voice from the cloud said, "This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him." Even as the voice spoke, Jesus was found alone. They were speechless, and at the time, told no one what they had seen.
Thank you, Rev. Sharon. I love Rev. Sharon so much, and I know all of you do as well. She is a blessing. And may God bless this reading to our hearing and understanding. Amen. The transfiguration of Jesus. That sounds so churchy, so highfalutin. So breaking it down, what does that mean? Well, you know, I decided I'm going to flip the pages. Yeah, I went old school. I flipped pages. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary, and it defines transfiguration as a change in form or appearance. I like this part, a metamorphosis, an exalting, glorifying, or spiritual change. Well, as I heard it in the scripture reading, and as we heard it, all of that came into play with Jesus. Now, if you're wondering if this event really happened, I take the story for what it is. It's mysterious, alluring, and beyond our full comprehension. For this gospel account is abundantly rich with blessings and meaning, and that's what we should be grabbing a hold of. When I was reflecting on this scripture, I thought about Jesus basically saying to these three disciples, "Hey, let's climb up the mountain to go pray. For God has told me that there's something significant about to happen." For direction. And then there's the three, Peter, John, and James, faithfully following the one who's leading them. So up they go. For Jesus has said, "Follow me as I follow God who leads." Within the first part of this passage, it's also an important reminder to us, for all of us, that when we're making key decisions in our life, pray beforehand. Seek the Holy One's guidance. And as we learn in this gospel from Luke, it is also a reminder for us to keep awake, stay alert and on our toes. Because you see, it's so easy in our lives to miss out when we're not fully engaged and when we're not connected. When our bodies are there, yet our minds, they're asleep. And it's easy to miss out when Jesus is knocking on the door, but we don't answer for whatever reason. We can come up with plenty of reasons, plenty of excuses, right? Well, it's easy to miss out when we're telling God that we already have the answer. No need for approval. Fortunately, the threesome managed to stay awake, and they saw Jesus' glory as well as the two men that were with him. And along, so you have this incredible transfiguration of Jesus, and there's this appearance of Elijah and Moses. Moses, the great lawgiver of the people of Israel. A reminder of the exodus of the Jews when they left Egypt. And then you've got Elijah, the greatest of the prophets, telling the people to turn back to the covenant. And in Jewish thought, that was associated with the end times. So you got these two pillars of Israel's life and thought and religion representing the law and the prophets standing before them and with Jesus, holy trifecta. Wouldn't we, like Peter, suddenly go, "Man, this is a Kodak moment. How can it get any better than this? What we need to do is freeze this moment in time. So let's commemorate the place. Let's build three dwellings, three booths for Jesus, Elijah, and Moses. And by the way, just so you know, the three shrines are a reference. They're a reference to the Feast of the Tabernacles, and you can find this in Leviticus 23:33-43, that by the first century, this was a pilgrimage festival, very important, celebrating Israel's journey to freedom. But God has other plans on this journey. Because you see, time can't stop here. Peter, you can't box in Jesus. You three can't hold back the Holy Spirit because Christ has much more to do, more than you can ever imagine. Jesus has to fulfill his divine call and purpose for the freedom of resurrection life. That's the part of this journey, his and yours and ours as well. That's when the divine creator speaks. And the great lawgiver and prophet, Moses and Elijah, they depart. And this clarifies Christ's divine identity, along with a command. This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him. Listen to him. He's leading. I approve, so follow and listen to him. For Jesus came to fulfill the law. Plus, it harkens back to Isaiah 42:1. But here is my servant, the one I uphold, my chosen, who brings me delight. I put my spirit on him. He will bring justice to the nations, not just Israel, not just one nation, right? It's going to go to nations. That means it's those that are different than you, those that are different than me, to the lesser thans of the world, to those that are not powerful, to those that are not dominating. Listen to him, because his transformative way is not our limited ways. Listen to him. Part three of today's message. I just want you to know something, that the United Methodist Church is not unique in its struggle. Because Luke's community, they were struggling to come to terms with the church as an institution, with a future as well as a past. Get that, with a future as well as a past. And they were trying to find effective ways to put words into their enduring faith. To put it bluntly, what I went through this week, what others went through this week in St. Louis, what others here went through, it felt like a dumpster fire. Because of the unmitigated hurt and pain, the harm inflicted on our LGBTQIA siblings, these precious and beloved children who have been created in the image of our can't box me in God. But I'm going to tell you something that was absolutely odd. It's going to make me sound like a crazy pastor. I arrived in St. Louis on Friday, February 22nd, filled with hope. But I got to tell you, when I left St. Louis on Wednesday, February 27th, although my heart was hurting and tears were flowing, I was filled with hope caused by the Holy Spirit. And it ain't just me. You see, a new creation, a significant Christ-led movement, will be birthed in the ashes of what occurred. For a new movement within Methodism is stirring up and forthcoming, my friends. Unlike previous years, through the decades and way too long in coming, it became abundantly clear our inclusive, affirming church is exactly what the great majority of United Methodists want the church to be. You could hear a resounding yes to the clarity from the Holy One when J.J. Warren, a senior at Sarah Lawrence College who happens to be gay and who hopes to become a Methodist pastor, passionately spoke to the gathered body, and this is what he said. As someone who has grown up in our church As someone who is gay and goes to one of the least religious colleges in the U.S., my evangelism on campus has grown. We have brought people to Jesus. They, LGBTQI students, did not know God could love them because their churches said God didn't. If we could be a church that brings Jesus to people who are told can't be loved, that's what I want our church to be. And that's what we want our church to be. Amen? And just so you know, that photo of JJ and me was taken before the speech because he had approached me about coming to our area, to Harmony, and to this area to speak at some point this summer in the month of August. And rest assured, we're going to make that happen for that young man in connection with other United Methodist churches in the area. More to come on that. What you now see on the TV monitors is the website for the Western Jurisdiction Conference. And everyone, hold on to your hats because the Western Jurisdiction is helping lead the way with others across the country, which includes centrists and moderates, along with progressives, as we have been emboldened in listening to Christ to start something new. As people of the resurrection, we stand in solidarity with the LGBTQIA community, and we're beyond ready for this part of our transformative faith journey together. So if you're interested in being part of the larger dialogue, visit this website, westernjurisdictionumc.org. The invitation to be in dialogue is extended to everyone as we continue to move forward to embrace the life abundant that God has intended for each of us. We want to be a home for all. As for us, here at Harmony Toluca Lake, we will be in connection with those who wish to be part of the larger discussion. We will continue to be casting vision, risking, blessing those who need a blessing, binding all in love. We will continue to preach the gospel message unhindered. We will continue to change lives, and you are part of that transformative faith journey as we listen to and follow Christ. To this amazing, inclusive, affirming, diverse community of faith, you are making a difference in this broken and hurting world. I received several messages from individuals upon my return to LA, and there was someone who was once part of our Harmony community, but she had to relocate to the East Coast. And here's what she wrote, and she uses the word y'all, which means you all. This is what she wrote. I just wanted to say that y'all have been on my mind and in my prayers. I loved going to church with y'all. I had never felt so immediately loved and accepted in the church community, and I've been to a lot of churches. You guys are awesome and a great source of God's love for your community. I look at each of you, and I say, own that. Own that. Look what you have done in the name of Christ by listening to Him, by being in ministry and mission, by being the hands and feet of Christ. Harmony Toluca Lake is being looked upon as an example of the future of the United Methodist Church. People from around the country, while I was at this conference, came up to me while in St. Louis asking about you and what you're doing, what we're doing together, telling me how inspired they are by this crazy bunch of Jesus followers who will not let anything nor anyone separate them from the love of God. As your pastor, no punitive ruling which is contrary to our Wesleyan heritage, will stand in my way. You have that promise from me. You have that promise from Rev. Kathy, who's the senior pastor of Hollywood UMC, and Rev. Denise. You have that promise from clergy around the world. The work of justice and peace continues, and we will not be stopped. For it is God to whom we give the glory, for the new creation and for Jesus Christ whom we follow. Let us listen to him. Let us pray. To the one who has made us all, thank you for the gift of Jesus in our lives, who brought us together rather than separating us, who commands us to love one another as we would love ourselves, who taught us in the midst of fighting for what's right and just, that we may actually discover a purpose that surprises us, a transformative calling that casts a radiant light that's over the rest of our lives. Eternal Father, Mother God, I give thanks for being called into ministry and to be part of this bold, courageous community of faith here at Harmony Toluca Lake. I am beyond grateful and humbled. May we continue to expand our diversity and inclusiveness for all. With the vision provided by the Holy Spirit, may we come down from the mountain for the transforming experiences that are ahead of us. We place our trust in you, O God, for you are leading, and for that we give thanks and praise. We lift our prayers up in the name of Christ, and we say together, amen. Communion as well, as I had mentioned, and Rev Dave is going to help me. Communion servers, come forward. As Rev Dave gets a mic, just want to say that this table is open to all, to y'all. It is open to everyone. No one is withheld from this table. No one. We are grateful for that. Yes? And as we get to the part of the communion, we serve by what is known as intinction. So you will be given the bread, you will be given, also we have a gluten-free option, you will be given this, and then you take the bread and dip it into the cup. We say cup of wine, but it's actually grape juice. So just want to make sure everyone knows. All right, so you ready, Rev Dave? Beloved, the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Beloved, though our hearts may be heavy, lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us pray. God, when the world was void and chaos moved over the face of the waters, you were there. God, when nothing felt right, when nothing felt clear, when all seemed in great disarray, you were there. God, when the way through the wilderness seemed indiscernible, you were there. Even now, God, when the pain of justice has been denied and voices unheard, both straight and queer are too great for words to express, you are still there. God, in the moment when we hear words that deny our full humanity, cleverly disguised in the rhetoric of unity, even then you are there. You share our pain and feel our frustration. You see our fists raised in air in anger and our cries for liberty, and through it all, you are there. Holy God, your desire to be with us, even in our brokenness, to help us feel that we are never alone, was evident in the name and the person of Jesus Christ, the Holy One you sent in our broken world to live among us. We thank you, for we are grateful. And we say amen.
Amen.
When it comes out easy, praise the Lord. On top of the world, praise the Lord. 'Cause in every moment, Jesus Christ is Lord. Even in the middle of the joys of night, there is always grace enough today. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. With the world on your shoulders, praise the Lord. When it seems too hard, praise the Lord. 'Cause in every moment, Jesus Christ is Lord. So praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Won't you praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Won't you praise the Lord.
Go in peace.